How often do you hear that reference to The Godfather? You got to hear that like all the time.
When I first turned pro, I was getting ready. I was getting an opportunity to fight for a new promoter. And he billed me as Michael the Godfather Corleone. And I have never, ever wanted to use that, you know? I stormed into the guy's office. You would have thought somebody killed my mother. I mean, I was so mad. And the steam was coming out of my veins were raging out of my neck. I said, what are you, out of your mind? I says, number one, I'm going to have the real mafia coming after me. I said, I'm a quiet guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't want to bother nobody. But, yeah, I've heard it a couple of times.
We know you're a nice guy, man. I thank you for coming on. You're also a community guy. You do a lot for your community, man. Like, you know, you bring in a lot of fighters. And what's your origins of wanting to train, watching for a long time what you're doing? So let us know about that, man.
Boxing for me has always been a way of getting rid of everything that I productive way. So now that my career is past its time, I said, what am I going to do myself? You know, I was getting ready to get married. I was going to have my what turned out to be my first son, my only son. And I said, I got to start doing something. That's how I got into boxing in the first place. You know, the first time I ever boxed, I had never trained a day in my life. I used to run 5 miles a day, and I was doing that in Puerto Rico, which is another long story. I don't want to get into that there. But I was in Puerto Rico, and I'm Italian, you know, obviously. And I was in a box. I was running past this town square, and there was some boxing going on. So like any inquisitive kid, I stopped to look and see what's going on. Some guy came up to me. He said, hey. You have a box? I said, nah. Want to fight? So the guy came up to me right before we were getting ready to go, and he says, you don't want to wear headgear, we don't have to wear headgear because, you know, this is the way we do things here. I said, okay, you know. During my 1989, I had a, you know, a full, you know, DA, beautiful mane of hair. Now, not so much.
You train a lot of disabled people. You train a lot of people that have the courage, and let's face facts. You know, we could say this on my show, balls to go in the ring and train where most people of, if you will, quote unquote, capable bodies wouldn't do that. But you help these people, and I see the motor reflex skills that is amazing. Thank like you. You're bringing life.
I'm very proud.
Yes.
I'm very proud of that. The first guy that I had, his name was Lorenzo. He's still with me to this day. Now he walks in like he owns the joint. When he first came to me 3 years ago, you know, he was on the crutches, barely able. Now he walks in like he's king tough. When the pandemic hit and I had to shut down, I didn't want to stop therapy training I was doing with him, if I can call it that. I don't have a license to call it that, so, you know. Then, so his speech was not that good. So to make a long story short, he called about 2 or 3 times. So one day he called me. I was a little short with him. I said, hey, listen, guy, if you want to come, you come. You don't want to come, please don't prank me no more. Because I thought it was a prank call. About a half hour or so later, a guy shows up at my door, you know, with the walker. And he's trying to get into my gym. I got glass doors. So I run over. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy was for real. So I trained him. And, you know, there were some things that he could do and some things that he couldn't do, most of which he couldn't do. But you could see the desire.
That's what I love about what you do at your club. Your club looks beautiful. You know, KO Boxing in New York is a beautiful looking club, and you do a lot for the community. Like I said, you're a neighborhood guy. Like, I'm Italian, you're Italian. You know, we were talking, you know, we know about the neighborhood guys. And
it's the way I was raised.
Exactly.
You know, I was the way I was raised. My family comes from Italy, and they always ran things like, you know, you do for everybody what you can do.
You reach out to the community. You give back what you've learned. And those motor functions, like that skill set, that muscle memory, like that's boxing. Like that'll help. That'll help. Like I see the development.
I have a ton of autistic children. They're on that autistic spectrum.
I'm a teacher myself for drums, and I've also taught boxing, you know, to a certain degree. And, you know, everyone has a temperament. And I tell you what, man, as long as someone's willing to do something, and that's what was inspiring with some of the videos that I mentioned about that I've seen on your social media, is that if someone's willing to do it, it's not the easiest thing in the world, even to hit mitts or hit a heavy bat. You have to have balls. You have to have something. You have to have some kind of fire to do so. And when I saw that with some of your fighters, whether, you know, they were, you know, in good health or disabled, like, it's an inspiration, man. Like, it makes you, like, look at life and say, you know what, you could do whatever you want to do as long as you want to do it. And I know that sounds like some Rocky Balboa type shit, no, but
it's so true.
It's very true. It's very true. There is no stopping anything that you put your mind to as long as you're safe and responsible. So I want to talk to you real quick before I let you go about food in New York, which I miss. I'm in Vegas now. Food sucks. New York, what's your favorite place to eat?
Well, I think Vincent's Clam Bar in Carl Place is my favorite place to go. But there's, you know, I don't want to, I mean, it's hard to find a restaurant that's not good. You know what? if it's not good, it ain't going to last, you know, a couple of months maybe.
I think that's the best way to put it. You know, if there's not a good place to eat, you know, it's impossible almost. Like, you know, out here, unfortunately, we have places where I'm like, oh man, this is like not good food. You know, and people think Vegas, like they would think like good cuisine and all this. I mean, no, it's not like that at all.
About the water. I'm sure
that's
you
what
know
I was
that.
Gonna say. It's all about the water. For the pizza and all that kind of stuff.
Crappy water, you got crappy food. When I was coming up, you know, as a pro fighter, I had no money. I mean, I was so poor, it wasn't even funny. And my roommate owned a pizzeria. So I had to eat pizza like all the time because it was the only thing I could afford. You know, because he'd bring home pies and shit. And so I love my pizza.
You know, nothing beats like, you know, Jersey Shore pizza, New York pizza. I took my stepdaughter out there, who's now going to be 13, recently, last year. And she had a New Jersey pizza for the first time. And she was like, oh my God, this is the greatest pizza I've ever had. I think you're right. It's the water. It's the friggin' water. Like, I don't know what they do, but it's the water.
What happened was in 2000, my roommate moved to Florida. Sold his pizza and he moved to Florida. So he said, why don't you come here and move down here with me? Hang out down here with me. So I went down there. Wasn't the same. The pizza was not the same. Even though it was the same guy making the same pizza they made, the pizza was just different because of the water.
You know what my sister tells me? Like, she'll come over in Vegas and come visit me from New Jersey. I put out, like, the nice spread, soup asad, you know, all that kind of good Italian meats, the gabagool, all that kind of stuff. And she'll be like, the color's off. It's not right.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Color's off. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you know what I'm talking about. And I know what she's talking about. The color ain't fucking right. period. But I try to sell it with some crackers, you know, like put some crackers on the plate and hopefully hopefully it works. Michael, I cannot appreciate your time enough, man. Can you tell us how we could find you, how people that want to train with you could find you?
Thank you. KO Boxing, K-A-Y-O, it's on my shirt. We're in West Hempstead, Long Island, 456 West Hempstead, New York, 11552. And our number is 516-385-6908. I love training anybody that wants to learn.
But yeah, dude, I'm a big kickboxing guy too. Like I love all forms of combat sports. For me, boxing is the biggest. I actually had the honor to have Don the Dragon Wilson on my show. And he's actually become a great friend. Oh my God, what a nice guy. Like, wow. Like, what a nice cool guy. Dude. Amazing. Amazing. And also the great Eric Roberts, who always gets name dropped on the show, mm-hmm. Obviously from Best of the Best Part 1 and 2 fame and other great things he's done. Also a very good martial artist. I should actually say great because he knows his shit. But I think it's cool that you get involved in the kickboxing aspect of it. You know, it's different. It's a different, like, you know this, like pivoting, positioning. Like for me, I'm right-handed. Yeah. And when I box, I'm right-handed. But when I do kickboxing, I tend to go to the other side.
Chris Salgiri, who's probably the most famous boxer to have had a kickboxing career, and an extremely great kickboxing career. He was unbeatable.
Great commentary.
And he does that. There's nothing that kid does. There is nothing that kid doesn't do well. He does everything well.
Yeah, he's a very sharp individual.
I'm proud to say that he's from our neighborhood.
He is. Yes, he is. That's right. That's right. You know, and he represents it tremendously. A lot of street cred to Algeria. I had to get him on the show, man. Like, he is one of those guys that, you know, like you said, he could do everything. And he's very sharp and very intelligent and just really knows the game and knows nutrition and knows, he's very deep into that. But, and as are you, and his IQ, you could tell when he talks, you know. And I had a friend over the house, like, shout out to Chris Algieri, big time here, casual fan. And he had lost to Manny Pacquiao. And then Algieri, like, broke down what exactly happened. And my friend was like, you know, this is post-fight commentary stuff and interview. And Algieri was like, you know, very, very knowledgeable about what happened. And my boy was like, dude, this guy is smart as fuck, dude. Like, he could have a whole career, like, just doing boxing commentary, like a Paulie Malignaggio, who I also respect highly as a commentator. And you know, someone that is knowledgeable.
I think Paulie Malignaggio is probably one of the best commentators I've ever heard. Paulie's great.
Yep. I could not agree more. And I tell you what, I met him a couple times. The first time I met him, I was like, this guy's awesome. Such a nice, nice individual. Such as yourself, Scott. Michael, I cannot thank you enough for coming on today. The show will be up on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Google, YouTube, anywhere podcasts are heard. I just, again, want to thank you.